We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
All right, folks, I'm joined now by Brian Preston of Pajamas Media, PJ Media, who has a new column out entitled Adler Disaster as Austin Surpasses Grim Homicide Milestone. Brian, thanks for being with us this morning. Let me just mention that we have had a lot of district attorney news this morning, too. You might have another article coming out. Our district attorney is somewhat out of control, and we've got him, we've got Mayor Adler, we've got the Socialist Democrat Councilman Greg Kassar. How does Austin get out of this kind of a situation, Brian?
Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, Jim. And good morning, everyone across Austin. How do we get out of this? We have to elect different people. You have to elect different people. You have Steve Adler, who presided over the defunding of police on August 13th, 2020. Greg Kassar, who really is in control, I think. We all recognize Greg Kassar is actually the one in control of the city council, or at least was at the time, was right there along with Adler celebrating on Twitter saying, Austin, we won by defunding police. The same voters elected Jose Garza, district attorney, elected Delia Garza, the county attorney. And these are all radical people who have made our streets much, much, much less safe. There was another homicide last night. I don't know if you guys have covered this yet. There was another homicide in Austin last night. This one apparently committed with a car, an intentional hit and run. And so that brings us to 50 for the year. There were 48 total in 2020 and fewer than that in 2019 and fewer than that again in 2018. We're trending the wrong way. Defunding police was an idiotic idea. Adler did it. So did Kassar. So did the entire city council at the time. They all need to go. All the ones that were there, one of them is already gone, Jimmy Flanagan. The rest of them need to go. Otherwise, you're going to get more of the same. You're going to double down, more homicide, more violence. So often you have a choice. Vote better or wallow in homicide.
That is the way to put it, Lynn Woolley. What'd you just say, Brian? Elect somebody else or wallow in homicide?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in June of 2020, as the defund police movement was getting going, and only a handful, two or three cities in the country had voted to defund their police. This was June 8th, 2020. I wrote a piece for PJ entitled A Brief History of Violent Crime in America and Why We're About to Suffer Much More of It.
Yeah.
Because I was looking forward at what defund the police was going to do. And if folks go read that article, the last paragraph sums it up. You're going to see the far left defund police. You're going to see the far left try to reduce incarceration, which we've seen through these so-called bail reforms. And the result is going to be much more violence on our streets, which will hurt women, children, and minorities the most. And it has.
Well, okay. Let me ask the political question, because you see this. I see this. Mr. Cardle sees this. Mm-hmm. About, 60-something percent of Austin voters are left-wingers. At what point do they throw their hands up in the air and say, okay, we've tried all of our left-wing stuff, and it's put us in deep, deep doo-doo, so we can't keep doing this anymore?
Well, I mean, that really is the question. I mean, we have seen, I'll offer a little bit of hope. We have seen some signs of some green shoots of logic around the city. Not enough yet, but we've seen some signs. Save Austin Now, I think, has done a really good job of bringing Republicans and Democrats in the city together to get measures on the ballot in Austin that will change things. For instance, the homeless camping ordinance that Adler and Kassar put through unanimously that allowed homeless camping to just proliferate all over the city. Save Austin Now has done a really good job of getting things on the ballot to fix this. And we have seen in District 6, one of the most radical members at the time of the city council, Jimmy Flanagan, got beat by Mackenzie Kelly. So we've seen some good signs. And another, I think it was Allison Alter, who almost lost her seat in the same runoff last December. So there are signs, but not enough yet. We need to see when Adler goes up for a vote, when Kassar goes up for a vote, that these guys are challenged by credible candidates who will take them down and who will offer Austin a different way, a better way to manage public safety in the city. Otherwise, it's going to continue to get worse. It's just going to continue to get worse. Adler is already saying and has been saying for months that even the new cadet classes for the Austin Police Department are going to be change agents. That's what he wants. He doesn't want them to be patrolling the streets, keeping crime low, and enhancing public safety. He wants them to be these social change agents. That's not what the police are for. You need a mayor who has his head screwed on straight, and that is not Steve Adler.
And you know, Brian Preston, a lot of people and friends of Wooly and Cardle, who we've been talking to over the last 6 months, have really questioned, and you have to wonder what is motivating somebody like a Greg Kassar or Jose Garza or Delia Garza, as you're saying. And it's almost unbelievable. If we weren't seeing some of this stuff with our own eyes, we wouldn't believe it. But literally, is there any way to figure out what is the end game for these people? Are they trying to accomplish with our city of Austin? It can't just be chaos, and it can't just be staying in power. They've got something that they're moving forward. No, I'm just wondering what in the heck it is.
Well, they all have very similar motivations, which ultimately is to please the far left activists who got them in office. And they have some different motivations within all of that, too. I think, for instance, Mayor Adler really wants to transform APD. And if you talk to officers within APD, and I do, they'll tell you, yes, this is what he's trying to do. And you look at what's happened over the past year. For instance, I think I was the first to report the exodus of officers leaving the force a couple of months ago, when Austin was losing so many officers, it was set to break a record and could lose as many as 200, 250 officers in a single year, which is unheard of. The officers that are leaving are the ones that were closer to retirement and were further along in their career than some of the others. And so essentially you're seeing the more conservative or the more experienced officers go away, the officers who were trained up to actually manage public safety.
Yes.
And Adler wants to replace them with officers who will be politicized, who will be pushed through this critical race theory training, which I've reported on as well, and who will come up as political police officers more than public safety police officers. So there is an agenda here. Adler is trying to work towards something. It's not something that anyone in Austin who has a brain should support, because what you would be doing is replacing effective policing with political policing, and that is not something that Americans should support or tolerate. So I think there are a number of agendas in here, but the bottom line is they want to flip, I think, the equation on public safety. That it's very clear that Jose Garza despises the police and favors criminals. If you look at every statement he has put out, he doesn't talk about victims of crime. He doesn't talk about police officers positively. He talks about arrestees as if they're some kind of victim themselves.
Well, I think Adler is limited. He can't run for mayor again. Kassar probably can't run for council member again, but he could run for mayor. What would Austin be like under a mayor, Gregorio Eduardo Kassar?
I mean,
good one, Casey.
Yeah. I mean, I think we already know what it would be like under Mayor Kassar, because he has been functioning as mayor for the last couple of years, just behind the scenes. It would get worse. It would get worse than it already is. So 50 homicides by August 4th, which is what we have right now, you'd be seeing, maybe 60. You'd be seeing businesses leaving in droves, and you'd be seeing streets that are much less safe. But that's what Austin would become under Kassar. So take the trends that we've seen in 2021, which none of them are good, and then push them forward in 2022, 2023, and that's what you would get. The fact is, Austin has to elect better people. It has to stop electing the activist class who only listen to each other and don't listen to anyone else. And it has to start electing people who understand what a city is supposed to do, which job number one for a city government is public safety. Do that first and other things follow.
All right, we're running out of time, but I have one quick question as an exit question, Brian, and that is your reaction to Joyce James Consulting getting $500,000 and possibly more than $1 million to teach critical race theory to the police.
Yeah, I reported that it's $3 million, which is what it is. It's $3 million over the course of about 3 years.
Wow.
So it depends on which contract you look at, because they got that first contract in 2020, which was sort of a seed contract to get the whole CRT program in APD started. They got that first one, then they got a bigger one, which, look, they wrote the specs for the big one that they got. That's not how that's supposed to work. And it's also a no-bid contract, which is not how that's supposed to work. In any other agency around the state, you're looking at criminal investigations for what Austin's done.
Unbelievable.
Well, let's hope we have some. All right.
Brian, I was having a nice week until you showed up, Brian, but thank you for your effort in reporting. This is absolutely phenomenal. We want to have you back on a regular basis.
Cardle and Woolley, weekday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. on Talk 1370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.